6:14 on this Wednesday. I'm Michael Cohen, and it's very warm out there. Feels warm, 63 at the moment. Going to get even warmer as the days go on. So we know that most of those in this new poll from the University of Michigan, they support the idea of people using medical marijuana, adults using medical marijuana. But what about children? Especially when you look at 150 children here in Michigan that are on the medical marijuana registry. Let's talk to the director of this poll, Dr. Matthew Davis. He's a professor at the U of M Medical School. We also know him as the chief medical executive for the Michigan Department of Community Health. Dr. Davis, great to have you here.
Good evening, Mike.
Yeah, so you're a U of M also, and you're a professor, a pediatrics professor, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, well, what do you personally think about children using medical marijuana?
Well, it's not so much what I think personally, but what I think as a physician who treats kids and adults. Mm-hmm. And I do have adults in my practice who are taking medical marijuana and have their medical marijuana card here. And we know from our national poll on children's health that about 2/3 of adults across the country would support the idea of their states having laws that permit the use of medical marijuana for adults. But only about 1/3 of adults are similarly supportive of state laws that would permit medical marijuana for kids.
Okay.
And that underscores a distinction that really hasn't been part of the public dialogue about this across the country.
Well, I guess most people don't really think about children using medical marijuana. And what kinds of things would they use medical marijuana for then?
Well, some folks may have seen some media coverage about medical marijuana recently that has focused on challenges, health challenges that kids can have, mm-hmm. where medical marijuana may be helpful. One of the highlights of that media coverage has been seizure problems or epilepsy that mm-hmm. children may have, which can be very, very difficult to treat. And for children whose parents and doctors have tried many of the usual Western medications for epilepsy or really difficult to control seizures, mm-hmm. medical marijuana and especially one component of it called cannabidiol may be a way to get some relief when other medicines haven't given that relief.
So, I mean, what's the official word from the medical community? Is that an appropriate a medicine for children with epilepsy?
I think you put your finger on a critical issue, Mike, which is there really isn't a lot of good scientific evidence or medical evidence for the use of medical marijuana in kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that leaves many physicians wondering what is the best approach.
Right.
And
case for adults, though, or is that still kind of murky for adults, too?
There's actually much, although there isn't nearly as much evidence for medical marijuana as there is for prescription medications
uh-huh.
for adults, there is far more evidence around medical marijuana use for adults than there is for children.
Right, because you'd have to do studies, right, with children to find out.
Exactly right. That would be the best way to do it. And one of the great challenges in the U.S. has been that because marijuana has been designated as an illicit drug, therefore it cannot be studied with federal research dollars. And so that has essentially slowed down or stopped research that could be used to help understand the effects of medical marijuana.
So your poll finds that 2/3 of us in the U.S. is a nationwide poll, right?
Nationwide, correct.
2/3 support medical marijuana use for adults, only 1/3 for children. And what do you think is behind that? Why is there such a lack of support for using it with kids?
I think there are probably two things at work here. One is, in general, when the U.S. public thinks about experimental therapies, they're a bit more willing to support the idea of an experimental therapy for adults than they are for kids.
Mm-hmm.
The trade-off between benefits and risks is different in the public's mind for adults than it is for children, and we tend to be a bit more cautious for kids. The other part of it, though, it relates to another question in our survey, which is about 80% of adults thought that it's not appropriate for adults, even with medical marijuana permission,
mm-hmm.
to use that medical marijuana in front of children.
Oh, and smoke it in front of the children.
Smoke it or use yeah. it in edible forms either. The point is that there does seem to be a sense among the public that they don't want to get kids started early on marijuana,
mm-hmm.
perhaps because of the long-term impact.
Well, as a physician yourself, then, what's your view on an issue like that? If you have a patient that's using medical marijuana, do you advise them on whether or not to use it around their kids? Or?
What I say is that in using medical marijuana, like other medicines where there may be changes in how people are perceiving their surroundings or having a clarity of their thinking,
mm-hmm.
they want to be careful and make sure that kids are safe in the home and that the only person using a medication is the person for whom it's intended. challenge is that for a lot of prescription medications, not just the question about medical marijuana, that meds are within easy reach of young children, whether they're on a kitchen counter or what have you. And we need to be extra careful about that in terms of keeping kids safe.
So here in Michigan alone, more than 150 kids under 18 on the medical marijuana registry. What does that take? Just a doctor to prescribe it to them?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Mike, and that 150 number is important because in Michigan, actually, from the very beginning of our medical marijuana law in 2007, Michigan has approached the issue of medical marijuana differently for kids than for adults. In order to have a medical marijuana card for a child, two physicians must have signed that card to say, yes, we recommend it for this child. For adults, only one physician's signature is required. So that suggests that from the beginning, Michigan has already approached this in the way that our poll results would suggest, which is the public sees it differently, and our laws need to reflect the different approach for adults versus kids.
Have you ever been approached to prescribe that to a child yourself as a doctor?
I've not been approached to prescribe it for a child, but I have been approached to prescribe it for adults. And at the University of Michigan, where I work to see patients, there is a restriction that we're not allowed as physicians to prescribe medical marijuana. That's a policy of the health system itself. So most of the prescribers for medical marijuana in Michigan are physicians in private practice, and that's who's been at work providing those cards for the patients.
Okay. And so the system of two doctors to prescribe to a child in Michigan, are you okay with that? Is there a minimum age for a child to be prescribed marijuana or no?
There's not a minimum age.
No minimum, so it can be any age.
Correct. And, you know, the physicians who are taking responsibility for signing these cards are taking that responsibility in their clinical practice. So what I think is most important for any individual who has a difficult-to-control medical problem is that we have open communication between physicians and families about what the plan is and how we're going to make sure that the benefits are exceeding the risks.
It's Dr. Matthew Davis, the director of this new poll looking at attitudes towards medical marijuana use both among adults and children, a pediatric professor at the University of Michigan Medical Center and chief medical executive at the Michigan Department of Community Health. Dr. Davis, thanks.
Thanks for having me.